John chapter 3, verse 16. Maybe you know it. John chapter 3 and verse 16. Let's stand and read it together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, bless us this morning and teach us Your Word and teach us Your way. Let us know, Lord, the love that You had for us. I ask You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. Judy, it is very apparent that your cooking has vastly improved. Either you're going to have to cook worse, or you're going to have to buy him non-slim versions of his shirts. Just to let you know that, I noticed. And it feels good when somebody else is gaining weight. I got your number, Brian. I got your number. I know exactly what's going on. You're eating too much. All right. John 3:16. Y'all heard that before, haven't you? He gave us trouble in Sunday school about eating too much. I just wanted to let y'all know that. Sometimes you see in a football game, they'll have on the end where they're kicking a field goal, they'll have on the end somebody has a sign up there that says John 3:16. Have you ever heard anybody who didn't know what that meant say, "You know, what's that all about?" And you have the opportunity to say, "Well, let me show you." Here it is right here. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's called the gospel in a nutshell. And you know, there's something tremendously appealing about the concept of a God who cares. Think about somebody who all their life has been raised in very, very unfortunate circumstances and doesn't have anybody who cares. One of the most powerful testimonies that I heard was from Jose Hernandez, who's one of the pastors in the church in León, Guanajuato. And he said he was a street kid, they have a lot of kids. A lot of these families have a lot of kids. So he's one of many, many children. He was a street kid, and he never felt like anybody cared about him or about what he did, about where he went, about what he was wearing or anything until somebody preached the gospel on his street. Until somebody told him that God cares, that Jesus cared, that somebody came to him, that somebody came for him, that somebody was thinking about him. And, you know, he had parents. They loved him, and but he just didn't feel like that he was special to anybody. And you know, when somebody gets the message that God says, "I care, you matter to me, I got an interest in you," it has an emotional appeal to us where we say, God cares. And you know, you ought to stop and think about that. God has given us many signs of His benevolence. He's given us many signals of His goodness. How many things has He done in nature to show you that He's considered things. He's considered things long before. He's prepared things. He's put certain things in your parents, for example, to make you understand, to make you feel loved. It's an interesting thing, love of a parent for a child. To me, that's a very interesting thing. There are some animals that eat their children. But we don't. Why? God put something in us. It's an amazing thing when you see that a parent would give his own life for a child. Wow, that's something. And why? Why? It's because God has taught us something. God has shown us something. There is a general benevolence in God's character that you ought to see, you ought to recognize. And the truth is, it needs to be preached. People need to know God cares. You got problems? God cares. You have an issue in your life? God cares.
Amen.
Brother Willie Cosby, gone on now, he's with the Lord, but he had He had an inspiration one time, and he started a ministry that he called Operation Somebody Cares. And because they had a track that they would put out, and it was about, you know, nobody cares about this person, and then they find out somebody cares. And it turns out God cared. Amen. And the truth is, God cared about you.
Amen.
You can't say God didn't care about you. You can't say God didn't love you. You know how I know? It says so right there. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know how I know God loves me? Because He loved the world. He loved the world. And He loved us so that whosoever. Now I know there's an irritation about, you know, some people have an irritation with words like this or verses like that that talk so greatly about God's love. I mean, it's because there is some issues. The fact is that God has elected, and I'm not going to deny election. I believe what the Bible says about election, that God has made some difficult choices in people's lives, and that some people He's given such a special grace and brought us to Him, and we can see His movement in our lives, things that He hasn't done to everybody, and I don't know how to explain or to reconcile. I just believe both the verses. But I'm also not going to deny that He says He loved the world, and that He says, whosoever. I believe in election, and I believe some people do the Bible disservice when they undermine the doctrine of election. They'll take those verses and chop them up and say they don't mean what they think they what they seem to mean, and I don't accept that. I believe in election, but I also don't like it when somebody does disservice to the Bible and takes the words like whosoever and make them almost meaningless. Yep. Whosoever means you.
Yep.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how far you've gone. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what race you are. I don't care if nobody else cared about you. He said He loved you enough that you could be saved. So this is what we're talking about, God's love. However, you got to think about this. The fact that we all respond to this message of love doesn't mean we all understand it completely. It doesn't mean we're all paying attention to what it says very carefully. In fact, I believe that you'll find out, and I'm going to endeavor to prove to you that a whole lot of people are very interested in the love of God, but they're not interested in the gift He gave. They want the love of God. They just don't want the cross. They don't want the Bible.
Amen.
They don't want the church.
Amen.
They don't want the ministry. They don't want the reproach.
Amen.
God gave His only begotten Son. And if you don't want that gift, then where's the love of God for you? There is no love of God for you if you don't want the gift that He gave. Let me try to make my point here. I want you to notice it says here, for God so loved. We have a tendency to pay attention to the big words, and we will focus on the big words like God loved, everlasting life, believeth, whosoever. Those are big words. And they're all important. Very important words. But sometimes we have a tendency to overlook the little words. And these little words are like the symbols in equations. They're how everything joins up. And so when you get the little words like if and in and by and so, you'll miss the point. You might actually completely confuse yourself because, well, there are some things that have to be understood about God's love. This word so is an adverb, means it's modifying a verb. It's modifying what the action verb is, loved. So for God so loved, and if you look up the word so as an adverb, there's several different ways it can be taken. It can be taken in the sense of consequently, as in, they did this, so God did this. And that's not what it's talking about here. Although, you'd have to go a long way to figure out why God loved the world. It might be a difficult thing to come up with. Come to a conclusion. Why did God love the world? If you would actually spend more time wondering why He loved the world, you might have a little more clue of what His love means. But because most people think God loved us just because of something inherent in us. There's some reason why He loved us. There's something that's unavoidable. He loved us because... And the truth is, a lot of that stuff breaks down. You don't have a real good explanation of why. I cannot explain to you why. But so that word so is not meaning consequently, as if to say why. Also, the word so is used as an indeed. God so loved the world. Like somebody will say, did so. I did not did so. Well, that's the way the word so means. He did so love the world. He so loved the world. And I don't believe that's what it's talking about here. But there are two ways to take the word so that I think you can figure out here. And the next one is the intensive. That is how much. God so loved the world. How much did God love the world? I used to tell my kids, how much does Daddy love you? And they'd answer, as far as He can reach. As far as I can reach, that's how much I